here with the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Luke Burbank. Coming up this weekend, a slew of pre-Thanksgiving movies. We're going to talk about those. Also ask why some of the anti-war movies coming out this year haven't done as well as you might have thought. First, though, we've got a wrap-up of the news with our own Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Pakistan's opposition leader Benazir Bhutto has been freed from house arrest. The former prime minister had been jailed inside the home where she was staying in the city of Lahore since Tuesday. She was detained to stop her from leading a rally against the emergency rule imposed by President Pervez Musharraf November 3rd. The United States had hoped that Musharraf and Bhutto would share power after a general election, but in the wake of the emergency rule, Bhutto has now ruled that out. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State John Negroponte will spend the weekend in Pakistan. He's expected to push Musharraf to surrender his emergency powers and free thousands of detained political activists. And Barry Bonds, baseball's home run leader, has been indicted on 5 felony charges linked to a doping scandal. Bonds has been charged with perjury and obstruction of justice for testifying before a federal grand jury in 2003 that he never used steroids. The indictment caps a 4-year investigation into steroid use by elite athletes. 7 others have pled guilty in the case, most recently the former Olympic sprinter Marion Jones. Bonds has been a focal point of the investigation from the beginning. Yesterday, Bonds' attorney Mike Raines went on the offensive.
What we will keep asking is whether the media and whether the government of this country will spend as much time repairing Barry's reputation as it has spent destroying him after he is proven innocent by a fair and impartial jury.
Bonds is now a free agent after the San Francisco Giants did not offer him a new contract. He's scheduled to appear in court December 7th. And is it true? Could the ubiquitous Starbucks have reached its saturation point? For the first time in the coffee company's history, Starbucks is reporting a drop in customer visits to its stores. Its shares fell 8.3% in after-hours trading yesterday. Starbucks stock has declined 32% this year on investor concerns that sales may not be keeping up with the company's goal of opening 40,000 locations around the globe. Reports say Starbucks is losing customers to McDonald's and Dunkin' Donuts, where a cup of coffee costs about $1. Starbucks will launch a series of TV ads today in an effort to boost customer sales. Finally, you may remember the big controversy that erupted at the U.S. State Department when they tried to force employees to go to Baghdad. Well, today, the department is expected to announce it's dropped those plans. A few weeks ago, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice had said that unless Foreign Service officers step up and volunteer to go to Iraq to fill critical shortages there, they'd be forced to go or risk losing their jobs. But this week, officials say they've managed to fill all 48 vacant positions at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad and in outlying provinces. The whole thing caused a revolt among State Department workers who said they should not be forced to go into a war zone. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Luke.